there is a gold rush underway on the East Coast. Fishermen in Maine and South Carolina are earning upwards of $2,000 a pound for netting tiny baby eels known as elvers. Maine Public Radio's Patty White met up with the fishermen to get a peek at this season's most valuable catch.
Elvers have an almost ghostly appearance in the water. Their bodies are a cloudy white, skinny as a cocktail straw, and no longer than your finger. They look like tiny snakes as they squiggle through the water. But when elver fisherman Abden Simmons looks at them, he sees something else.
Dollar signs.
Simmons spends most of his time clamming here in Waldoboro, a town about halfway up the coast of Maine. 15 years ago, he got an elver fishing license, too.
I got a 5-gallon bucket, dip net, and a Coleman lantern. It's not very sophisticated at all.
Simmons walks to the edge of the river that runs through town and sets his lantern on a rock. It's dusk and it's cold, about 40 degrees and dropping. As other elver fishermen stake out their spots, the riverbank is soon dotted with the warm glow of their lights, which attract elvers to the water's surface.
They're afraid of the moon, they're afraid of the sun, but not afraid of the Coleman lantern.
Simmons stands as he dips his tall net into the water, weaving it back and forth. He does this over and over and over again, emptying his catch every few minutes.
There's an elver. See him swimming? Yeah, that's usually what they'll do. They'll come out and skirt right along the edge of the rocks and right by your light.
The best time to fish for elvers is when the tide comes in at night.
I guess it was Sunday. I was here at dock and fished until 10 o'clock at night. Went home, slept for 3 or 4 hours, got back up at 3:30 in the morning, was back down here for a couple more hours until it got daylight.
Not that Simmons is complaining. He says he made more in the first week of elver fishing this year than he did for the entire season last year. Live elvers are shipped to Asia, where they're grown to adulthood and eaten as a delicacy. A worldwide shortage has made the U.S. the primary source for the food. Last year, prices climbed to nearly $1,000 a pound. This year, they doubled.
So some guys have key spots where they sit there for hours waiting for the tide. You know, there were some guys down here waiting 2 days before season opened.
A few weeks into the season, rumors among elver fishermen are flying. A couple making $90,000 in one night. A buyer paying out $750,000 over the course of an evening. Simmons lifts his net out of the water to check how he's faring.
See all the tail sticking out of the net? That's usually a good sign.
Even so, tonight is slower than it's been. The elvers are migrating. They're born in the Sargasso Sea, then drift into the Gulf Stream, which carries them here. They swim upriver to growing areas till they one day migrate back to the Sargasso to spawn. What may have been a hot fishing spot a few days ago can quickly go cold. On a good night, Simmons will catch 2 pounds. Tonight, he weighs in at just under half a pound. Elvers cover the bottom of his 5-gallon bucket. They look like a mass of mung bean sprouts.
Yeah, I probably made a week's pay in one night, so, you know, for the average person, so.
Elver fishermen tend to be secretive about their profits. They don't want to give away good fishing spots. Simmons' bounty tonight is better than he expected, but he'll soon follow the elvers upriver, where he hopes the profits will be even better. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Lewiston, Maine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.